This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday. Oh my goodness, I'm so looking forward to this show tonight on a Thursday because we are going left and we're going right and up and down. And we're going to talk about everything from Republicans still wussing out in the face of Democrat communist evil. We're going to talk about DEI not being gone at all. Some crazy commie spiked a Subway sandwich off of a federal agent's chest. Some dude died in Antarctica, emails, hate mail, someone said I'm going to hell, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's time. I know you've been waiting all week. Email your questions. Ask me anything. All of Friday belongs to you. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So I actually want to begin. I was going to talk about the guy spiking a Subway sandwich off of a federal agent's chest right away, but I just have to touch on something here. The GOP, our elected officials, you and I, we have to be mindful of something right now. And this is what we have to be mindful of. They know what we want to hear. They're politicians. Politicians are masterful at knowing what we want to hear. And so right now, this is what has happened with the right. And now I'm talking about you, and now I'm talking about me. This is what has happened with us. We watched as the right tried to be laissez-faire and hands-off, and, well, we don't have to be mean about it. We watched that for years and years and years and years and years. And maybe you participated in that. Maybe I participated in that. But we watched that in the hopes that it would work, in the hopes that our communist, well, fellow citizens would see how we do things and they would copy our good conduct. You know what? They don't use government to go after us. Maybe we should do that. But it never worked. Years and years and years and years, the more we backed off, the nicer we were, the more vicious they got. Soon, the IRS is flat out attacking right-wing groups. Fast forward not too far, the president of the United States of America uses Democrat opposition research to send the CIA and FBI after the Republican nominee. Soon, Donald Trump's getting shot in the head and arrested. So we woke up one day and we're all, okay, well, the hands-off thing isn't working. It's time to be hands-on. It's time to be anti-communist. Clearly, we are going to have to treat these people with more aggression than we have been before, because hands-off don't work. Okay, so now we're hands-on. And that's what you want, and that's what I want. This explains, in large part, Donald Trump's insane popularity for the last 10 years. We elected a guy who 20 years ago, 30 years ago, would have been unelectable in the GOP for his positions on trade, his three marriages, all kinds of things. I'm not dogging on him, but those would have been disqualifying 20, 30 years ago. Now nobody cared. We didn't care. Why? Because now we're ready for a battle axe, no matter who he is. Okay, he'll drop an F-bomb now and then. I got it. Been divorced 3 times. Yep, okay. He was a registered Democrat. Don't care. Go hurt Democrats. That's our mood now. Go. Go crush them. We want action now. Nope, no more talk. Close the border and deport everybody. Have you noticed the right hasn't backed off one little bit on deportation? A little whisper here, a little whisper there, but they started rounding up construction workers. Yep, good, gone. Some lady, they've paraded every crying woman on TV. Sometimes it was women getting deported. Oh, look at this woman. Could you believe what they're doing to Lupe? Everybody on the right, yeah, don't care. Goodbye. We're ready. We're ready for action now. Get them out. Get them gone. Now, all that's good. That's a brief recap of what we went through. But while there has been some turnover, and there continues to be turnover, you know, the Tom Tillises of the world are retiring. Mitch McConnell's moving on. There is some turnover. It's happening. All the people who were hands off, let's not be too mean to Democrats. Hey, live and let live. They're all still there. They're all still there. Now, let me ask you, do you think they've changed with you? Do you think their mentality has changed as your mentality has changed? Or do you think they know that's what you want to hear? Listen, they're politicians. All politicians in every country at every point in history understand that at some point you have to try to sell what the people are buying. You have to sell them what they want to hear, what they want to buy. Okay, you got that. But, well, let me just use this as an example. This is a Texas story, but it's gotten national prominence because it has national significance. Gerrymandered blue states like California and Maryland and Illinois and New York and all those things. That's a tale as old as time. They'll draw the most ridiculous congressional districts in order to ensure maximum Democrat representation and minimal Republican representation. You have all that. Texas, to their credit, decided to get in on the game. Oh, good. Okay. Oh, we can redraw our maps too. Guess what? We'll eliminate 4 Democrat seats. Goodbye. That means, for you and me, nationally, a 4-seat reduction in Democrat power in the House. Okay? Texas Democrats freaked out and illegally fled the state. You already know the story. It's been going on for a couple weeks now. They hopped on a plane, flew to Illinois. They're essentially hiding out like fugitives so they didn't have to take a vote, which didn't matter. It was always going to happen anyway. But they did their little resistance theater thing for the demons in their base. Now it's over. But during this time, after they fled, you know what I saw? And you know what you saw? Every single day, there would be a Republican in the state of Texas from Greg Abbott on down handing out threats. We're going to arrest you. We're going to hunt you down. We'll bring you to justice. We'll fine you $100,000. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Any moment now, any second, I'm going to drop the hammer. Okay? Well, now they're planning to return. Apparently they're going to be back next week. And again, I wake up today and this is what I roll over and see. Headline from Fox News. Texas Democrats who fled could face felony bribery charges. Oh, okay. They could. So they could get fined. They might face charges. They might, I heard this threat too, have their seats vacated, as that is the law, by the way. You can't just take off so you don't have to vote. They can elect to just vacate your seat and now you don't have a seat anymore. I might, I could, I just may, but I never did. I'm going to go ahead and change the subject, kind of. All these supposed indictments that are coming federally for John Brennan, James Comey, several others. I've told you before, I'm getting the feeling like they might come. I'm trying not to be too cynical. We have J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard. Everyone's talking really tough. Indictments. I might, I may, I could. Any day now. When did that get here? When do we get action? You know, You can threaten to ground your son for being disrespectful only so many times until you follow through. He's going to not take you seriously, you see. If we're going to properly deal with these savages and their love of breaking the law, of doing every evil thing imaginable in the name of their revolution, we're going to have to do something. You want to hear how seriously they take these threats? Listen to Jasmine Crockett.
No one came to get me last time. In fact, it is a cute little warrant that has a cute little frame on it. And so they like to talk a big game, but the reality is that, number one, you have a lot of intelligent attorneys that actually serve in the Texas House.
Mocking us right to our faces. Oh, okay, big threats. I framed my warrant last time. Here I am, free as a bird. Come get me, dork. They still laugh in our faces. I don't know. Maybe I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but I'm a little tired of being told what's coming. I'm ready to be told what's here. Call me when a Democrat's in handcuffs. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. We're going to be bouncing all over the place. Just a couple more things on this before we move on. We might even talk a little bit of China here in a minute. We'll do some emails. I'm probably going to do some history talk today. I don't know what. I'm in a great mood. I know I opened up mad at the GOP, but I wanted to remind them, remind me, and remind you that our elected officials are still way behind us. They know they have to talk like they are where we are, like they're ready to start having some teeth, arresting these communists when they break the law, things like that. There is a lot of talk. I haven't seen the action yet. I haven't seen James Comey in handcuffs. Texas Democrats broke the law, fled the state, and they've been threatened with everything from felony charges to vacating their seat, everything underneath the sun, $100,000 fines. For 2 weeks, it's been threatened this and threatened that. Still nothing. Just another example. Remember that Delia Ramirez, that dirty communist who went down to Mexico City and stood up on stage and said she's a Guatemalan before she's an American and caught all kinds of heat from everybody, including me, for it. Yeah, that filthy communist subversive. She got up on stage and said this. How far do we have to go? A member of Congress got up on stage and said this.
About that. I mean, for us members of Congress, for me, who is a daughter of immigrants, who half my family is still undocumented.
Why aren't they arrested now, today? We have a sitting member of Congress standing on stage announcing that half of her family reside in the United States of America illegally. They should have been hunted down an hour ago, arrested and deported immediately. We still have sitting members of Congress completely comfortable bragging on camera that their family violates the immigration laws of the United States of America. Why aren't they arrested? Why, this is really what I'm asking, why does she feel so comfortable saying that? Because she's not afraid. It's just like Jasmine Crockett. I got my warrant framed. Hey, half my family's here illegally. Do something about it. You elected Republicans. I know you're listening. I know a lot of your staffers are listening. They're laughing at you. Doesn't that motivate you to do something? Doesn't being mocked, as painful as it is, we've all been mocked at some point in our lives, it hurts. Doesn't it motivate you to action? Especially the men. Don't you have testosterone? Seriously, I'm not even going to tell you about chalk. Don't you have testosterone running through your veins? Imagine getting laughed at every day by these little savages, laughed at because you're all bark and no bite. Bite them when they break the law. Don't hunt them down for being Democrats the way they do. You don't have to be like them. They're fighting a revolution. That's why they're always breaking the law. You can't fight a revolution and stay within the law. When they break the law, arrest them, throw the book at them. Why aren't you? Why aren't they afraid? Let's move on, do some other things. Before we get to China, let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse. This American of 100% Sicilian slash Italian heritage just finished spending 30 days there. Most don't know that most Italians are quite poor. It's a communist country. They live in a high-rise apartment buildings. Half have air conditioning. Half have washing machines. And maybe 10% have dryers. They wouldn't know what to do in an American grocery store. That just doesn't exist. Look, this is not unique to Italy or Italians. It bothers me when rich Americans, especially rich American communists, are always threatening to move overseas because they're always going to move into another air-conditioned mansion or five-star hotel or lake house overseas, and it gives Americans who haven't been to Europe the false impression that it's just pretty much like here, right? Oh, they have a quaint little towns, and it's more historic, of course, but it's pretty much like here. You don't understand how blessed you are to be here. You don't understand what the American system of free markets, plus our endless resources, plus the endless blessings from God, what it has given you and your children. Look, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I didn't have any money, and I had to go get an apartment by myself, a cheap apartment. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that good either. I had air conditioning, heat, a refrigerator, stove, microwave, running water. That's me, a 23-year-old young man without two nickels to rub together, living by myself in an apartment. That's high living in most European countries. We have it wonderfully. Absolutely wonderfully, and we will continue to have it wonderfully if we continue to run Democrats out of office. All right, let's talk about China, speaking about those who may not have it wonderfully, and this dude who threw a Subway sandwich at the cops in D.C. Let's talk about, speaking of America, you know, we were talking about America's 250th birthday that's coming next year. Can you even imagine how excited Pure Talk's going to be? Look, Pure Talk's the red, white, and blue mobile company, baby. Not Verizon, not AT&T, not T-Mobile. They're probably mad they're not going to be able to gay the whole thing up. At Pure Talk, man, you know they're going to be over the top. Vietnam veteran runs Pure Talk. Pure Talk's initiatives are all veteran-based, helping veterans, getting them a flag, getting them care, getting them out of debt. That's what Pure Talk does. And they are so American, they hire Americans. And I'm just old and mean enough to care about that because I'm tired of having to learn a new language to call customer service. And they save me money? I get all these things and I save money? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's easy. You do it during the break. It's easy. It's fast. Painless. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. The week is almost over. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. They're already pouring in. I might even get to some of these tonight because we've got kind of a smorgasbord day today. So there is something. I'm piggybacking off of this headline, I should note. There's a headline that China is going to offer subsidized personal loans to get people to spend more. I I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on foreign policy because that's not my thing, but there's always been something about China I couldn't figure out. And whenever I talk to an expert on China, I would ask them about this. You and I have probably, you've probably heard me talk about this before. How do they have that much money? And here's what I mean. I understand the Chinese economy is based on manufacturing. It's a manufacturing-based economy. The United States of America suicidally shipped them all of our manufacturing, one of the dumbest things we've ever done. And now China, they are factories. They are manufacturing hubs. The world buys cheap Chinese crap from China. I get that. That's their economy. I get it. So I got it that they have a lot of money coming in. I get it. But every time you turn around, you are faced with expensive things China is doing. For instance, the Belt and Road Initiative. Belt and Road Initiative. I'm assuming you've heard of it. If you have not, here is essentially what it is in the most dumbed down way I can say it, which is perfect for me because I am dumb. China, as you know, they're trying to become the number one country in the world, the one everyone looks to, the one everyone fears. That they're trying to become us. They're trying to supplant us as number one in the world. And in an effort to do this, they are going to poorer parts of the world, mainly Africa, poorer parts of the world that have critical resources, and they're offering a quid pro quo, if you will. Hey, we would sure love to have all that lithium of yours, but we're not asking you to give it to us. Why don't we build you some infrastructure? How about some new roads, new schools? What if we spruce up this port of yours? Of course, we're going to need to use that port, but why don't you give a little and we'll give a little? Standard. Look, this is standard diplomacy. It's how nations have done it. China just calls it something different. Belt and Road. Okay. And they've been doing it. But that's expensive. There's a reason everybody doesn't do it. Everybody doesn't have the money. Why isn't France doing it? France has typically done that kind of thing, and I realize they do a little bit of it now. Why isn't they don't have the money. You don't have that kind of money. Okay, so they're doing that. All right, that's one aspect of it. They're building up their military massively. What have we talked about 100 times before? Militaries are expensive. Historically, the most common thing is that your standing army is pretty small. You have a pretty small, super trained force ready to train new guys when you have to, but your standing army is pretty small because it's expensive to feed them, to train them, to equip them. A standing army is expensive, super expensive. If you raise one, if you have an established one, you kind of have to use it. And I mean use it as in a way that brings in money for your country. I hate to be too forward about it, but if you have a standing army that's large, you better be conquering something or you're just hemorrhaging money. Look at the United States of America. $1 trillion military budget and we're just handing things away. It's ridiculous. Standing armies are expensive. China is building a huge one. They're not conquering anything right now, but not conquering anything. Okay, so you have Belt and Road. You have a huge standing military that's growing by the day exponentially. Now, we've talked about this before. Have you ever seen, they're actually really cool, have you ever seen China's ghost cities? You want to go down the weirdest, most fascinating internet rabbit hole for 15, 20 minutes? Go, as soon as you're done listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, go look up China's ghost cities. Don't think for a second you're about to see a ghost town like an old Western movie where you've got, six buildings there, a little Chinese gas station, a Chinese Red Lobster, some apartments or something like that. Don't think that that's what you're about to see. No. I'm talking major cities, skyscrapers, high rises, empty. There's no one there. In fact, there's been no one there to the point the wilderness has kind of started encroaching on it again, and there's plants growing out of things, and you can look at video. There's video of it out there of them bulldozing some of these things. Where did those come from? China built it. Their government, with their budget, they just built these cities so people would come into them, and for a variety of reasons, they didn't. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. And I always ask these Chinese experts, aren't they running out of money? And here's the truth. China is in a near disastrous economic situation. Way worse than you or I would believe. Because remember, what do communists do? They lie about everything at all times. They lie about everything at all times. Not even small lies, gigantic lies. And communist-run countries most definitely do. Look at the Soviet Union. Record crop again this year. Everyone's starving to death. China lies about all of its economic data. China is in serious trouble. I'm not even going somewhere with this. I just think it's funny. Again, now we're handing out subsidized loans. The whole thing is painted rust. Now, I guess my point on it is that makes me a little bit nervous. Because what do you do? What would you do? Let's say you have no morality, and they're communists. They don't. Let's say you have no morality, nothing against, you know, killing people and taking things, which China very clearly doesn't have a problem with that. Let's say you have no morality. You are facing a potentially dire economic situation, but you do have quite a big military. What would you do? You know exactly what you would do. You go take something. Where does that leave us? What if, think about this. I guess I'm just doomsdaying here. We're going to move on to talk about some other things. We got an email, amazing email from a cop about the 30-30 initiative for police departments and stuff like that. Anyway, before we get to that, what happens if this trade war we've been flirting with this trade war with China since Donald Trump got in there. He doesn't want it. China doesn't want it because it would be disastrous for both of us. But at the same time, we're trying to separate from China. China doesn't want us to separate. China needs America to continue buying vast quantities of Chinese goods. So it's this real Mexican standoff situation here we have going. Well, what happens if it gets hot? Meaning the trade war gets hot. We're talking tariffs, huge tariffs on Chinese goods. Well, what that's going to do is crater their economy. What happens if China wakes up one day with nothing left to lose and you've got a big military sitting right there? They're going to go take Taiwan. What do we do? They're going to go try to take the Philippines. What do we do? Anyway, let's move on. I'm going to talk about police work in a way that will be horribly offensive to a lot of people. Before we talk about police work, let's talk about finding a good employee. Wow, what a chore. What a friggin' nightmare, right? It's a nightmare. Even with a lot of online sites. Yeah, you sign up. You post the job. How many turds do you have? Hey, you still got the job? How many? It's awful. It's awful. Does it sound like I've been through it? Oh, I've been through it. That's what ZipRecruiter is all about. ZipRecruiter is about eliminating, filtering out that guy. He got the job? How much you pay? It's about eliminating that guy. You want qualified people? Whatever you're looking for. Maybe it's top level. Maybe it's bottom level. ZipRecruiter has the people already there waiting for you to post the job, and they will match you. They will match you. Your time is valuable. You don't have time to sit and click through 1,000 resumes and talk to 1,000,000 morons. Nobody wants to do that. Let ZipRecruiter put the good people in front of you immediately. It's instant. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Before I get to my offensive talk about the cops, have you ever Have you ever had your wife discover something and you know it's about to cost you a lot of money? Chris is nodding his head. It just happened to me. You know what Ob discovered? Cozy Earth. Have you ever heard of Cozy Earth? So one of her friends tells her about Cozy Earth. She buys a pair of pajamas and a pair of sheets. We didn't like our sheets. We had the kind of older sheets. She buys a pair of sheets. I know after she put those on last night, I could see the look on her face. They were like these super silky smooth ones. I know this is going to cost a fortune. And I'm already, you know what I almost did, Chris? I know you can relate to this. I almost went to their website today just to check the prices and see what this is going to cost. And I've decided I'm not going to. I'm going to guard my own happiness because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know today it's one pair of pajamas. Tomorrow it's two. It's, well, we need spare sheets. Well, the kids, you know it's coming. You 100% know it's coming. Hey, Jesse, I'm retired from one of the largest police departments in the world. And by the way, pause. So I should give you a little bit of background in case you missed yesterday's show. So we were discussing, we've been discussing the forced DEI, the forced integration of women into a million different fields where they shouldn't be in the United States of America, where they shouldn't be forced, I should say, where they shouldn't be forced, right? I am not saying that women shouldn't be in law enforcement. Women have been in law enforcement for a very, very long time. It takes a very specific kind of woman, specific kind of mentality, and she's probably going to have specialties, no question about that. But forcing them in destroys police officers, destroys police work. It does. And it was done on purpose. And I referenced, it's a couple years old, an article written by Steve Friend. It's on The Blaze, where he talks about the 30 by 30 initiative. And it was exactly what you think, forcing women onto the police force, destroying physical standards, destroying, doing whatever you have to do to take a physical job and hand it to somebody who's not physically as strong. This is disastrous. It's just as, if not more disastrous, than forcing women on a Navy ships. The forced integration of women into every field, especially male fields in this society, is a devastating thing for the United States of America. It's not talked about enough because nobody wants to be called a misogynist or whatever. But since I don't give a crap about offending anybody, we can come right out and say it. Women shouldn't be everywhere. And no, I'm not saying throw a burqa on them and stuff them all in the kitchen. Women don't have to be in everything. If it's a male field that involves physicality to do the job, women shouldn't be there. Anyway, this guy, Jesse, I'm retired. Listen to this. From one of the largest police departments in the world. In my former department, the let's hire more females and promote them has been long in place since the early 2000s. So many details, but I'll give you just a few highlights. I was on the academy staff for a number of years, as well as other types of recruit training. Thinking it was my job to graduate the best of the best was little more than a fantasy. I, along with other of male staffers, were called into more than one closed-door meeting with higher-ups who were told we had to pass a number of undeserving females. This includes being ordered to pass those who had failed, miserably so, various tests. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute. Including academics, physical, role-playing, etc. If we didn't agree and sign on to passing them, the brass would take over and make it happen. I could go on and on. The problem has become so widespread, it has become impossible to roll it back. One of the best ways to get promoted is to go along with the agenda, which I could not. It was career suicide to take the opposite view. Ugh. I speak from much personal experience. It's tough enough to graduate a male. When I went through the academy, it was really tough to make it. Way tougher probably for my predecessors. Many behind the scenes in honest yet private conversations would say that females cannot do the job. I would say that there is a very small percentage that, in my opinion, can actually do the job. I'll stop after I say this. Who do you want showing up to your house when you call for a prowler, gangbangers partying in the street, etc.? A 5 foot, 2 inch woman who's afraid to take the initiative, or a male whose first question is, where's he at? Please don't use my name. I've seen it. Remember I told you they made me go be a cop in the Marine Corps for a little while? Me and one of my buddies, we were always partners on that thing. And he was one of these strong man types. And I was infantry and, you know, bigger and just more naturally violent. And, of course, we had little women on the force. Who did they call when some dude was being drunk and belligerent up at the hospital? Some Marine was losing his mind, kicking nurses. Who did they call? Me and him every single time. Hey, Kelly, we need you up at the hospital. Somebody needs their face kicked in. Okay, we're on the way. Apparently, we're the only two people who work on the force here. We are on the way. We have to start speaking out in ways that offend people. It's time to stop with the forced integration in every way. And by the way, I told you I had a story. Maybe you'll remember this, but don't think that this is just in police departments. You know how many women they're forcing through in things like the Rangers? Women who fail at all the physical tests and they get leaned on to pass them anyway? The forced integration of women is DEI at its worst. Everyone thinks it's all about black people. The forced integration of women is far more damaging to society. There. How about that? That'll make everybody happy. Let's talk about throwing a Subway sandwich at a police officer. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.